This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We get to go to it. Farmers and ranchers, I want you to lean into the radio a little bit today. Anybody impacted by trade deals, lean into the radio a little bit today. But a special closed circuit to farmers, ranchers, listen close. Yes, we're going to, I need your help here a little bit. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. Here's a story in the Fargo Forum today about how Fargo's property taxes could be the same in 2020 as a decade ago. Do you think they have any idea that oil money is one of the reasons they can do that? Do you think they have any idea? They're on the Fargo City Commissioner, whoever the newspaper reporter is. I mean, this shouldn't be hard. Put a little graph in there. Okay, of all the tax dollars that roll in, here's what we get. You know, it's unbelievable. And by the way, don't forget, there is a lot of money that came to the state from prairie dog funds. Remember that? From the state to cities, counties, townships. Don't forget, those are dollars, too, generated by the oil and gas industry, and they should lower your property taxes. That's what they should do. They should lower your specials. They should do something positive for your bottom line. Anyway, find out more about all of that at energyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. We are a leading energy producer. That's how we do this. One half of all the taxes paid in the state come from that industry. Pretty phenomenal. All right. Here's why I am asking for farmers and ranchers to lean into the radio. Before I do that, is this guy Todd? What's his name again? Todd.
I know it's been like, what, a month or two or
the
three?
The radio god. Is that how you say it? Todd the radio god. Todd the radio god.
There you go. He's back.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. There he is.
Fresh from the Spam Museum, as a matter of fact.
I saw that. I brought it up on the air that you were at the Spam Museum.
Little pork shoulder and ham. All good, baby.
Kevin and I are looking forward to our Spam t-shirts.
We're excited. Follow their instructions. You put a Spam container with a plastic top in the little oven, and I thought, well, that can't be right. Well, of course, they really use a steel top, but they're not going to do it in the fake, you know, assembly plant. Nonetheless, my wife did not make the numbers of production, so she did not get hired by the Spam factory. So we're back in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Spam just screams deer camp for me. Eggs and fried up some Spam. Oh,
there you go.
Glad you're back from that exciting tour of the Spam factory and all things vacation, Todd.
She can check that off her bucket list now. She got to try to make fake cans of Spam.
Everybody
should try it once in her life, though.
Exactly right. Okay, so I am. I don't like the word angry, but I'm going to use it because I've just had it with the level of reporting that's going on right now.
Kevin, get him a Snickers, will you?
Well, I don't know.
He's got a little Go-Gurt.
I don't know if a Snickers would do it.
The same. Better for you, but
it's not Go-Gurt. It's a Go-Go Squeeze apple juice.
Oh, they.
I love these things. I don't care that they're for kids. I love them.
Oh, I do too.
Otherwise, I don't have anything. Even.
So you put down the Diet Pop and you picked up apple juice. That's impressive.
It's a fruit on the go. That's what it is, right there.
Look at you.
No, I'm very proud of myself. Yeah, exactly right. Yes, very proud of myself. Yep, check that box for the day. Anyway, let me get back to angry here. Let me get back to angry, okay? So over the weekend, there was a big, big trade deal announced with Japan, okay? And you can't find it. You cannot find it. See if you can hunt around and find it in your newspaper. No. What we have is that Trump wants to bomb hurricanes. I'm serious. This is so ridiculous, it's unbelievable. Now, Japan is our third biggest buyer of beef. And they're buying more. And by the way, they said, you know what? China was supposed to buy some corn. They didn't do it, so we'll buy the corn. All announced this weekend, all ignored. Here's the deal, folks. You cannot rely on news sources to give you anything other than politically motivated drivel. Okay? And they are doing everything in their power to talk this economy down, to say, oh, the sky is falling, it's terrible, it's awful, it's horrible, recession's coming. Do you know, I'm guessing most of you know this, but maybe you don't remember, maybe you've forgotten it. Listen to this. NAFTA. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Not the best deal for the U.S.
Terrible.
Like most trade deals, we got a jam deal. It was okay in some areas, bad in others. What does Trump do? He says, bad deal. We're going to renegotiate it. Oh, he's crazy. He's nuts. They'll never renegotiate it. Guess what? A few tariffs slapped on, and all of a sudden, they're agreeing to it. Tariffs are a tool. We don't want tariffs forever. Tariffs are a blunt force instrument that gets somebody to the table to say, let's get a deal that's win-win. All right? Worked with NAFTA, now called USMCA, for the United States-Mexico-Canadian Trade Agreement. Okay? It's been ratified by Canada. It's been ratified by Mexico. It was negotiated brilliantly. It is a significant lift to the GDP when it's passed. And guess what? It's not passed. Do you know why it's not passed and ratified by the U.S.? Two words for you, folks. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi. Now, the mainstream media is wetting the bed over trade deals not getting done. China and others. They're trying to shout as loud as they can about how horrible Trump is and what a terrible job he's doing with all this. Meanwhile, he's done one, and there's a reason it's not yet passed. It's called Nancy Pelosi. So, memo to Republicans, I mean, get in the game, for crying out loud. Get in the game. I'm so tired of, you know, hand-wringing politicians. Nancy Pelosi ought to be, you know, coming out of every press release, out of every statement you make out of your mouth, over and over and over again until that thing's passed. Hey, just do this. Take every piece of bad news they throw our way. Oh, this doesn't look good. Oh, that's a bad sign there. Oh, the markets are down today. The markets are down today. I bet the markets would react favorably to a USMCA deal. Nancy Pelosi, when do you plan to pass that? They're not going to say it. You got to say it. So there's a lot of good news here. I saw a lot of it this weekend with Larry Kudlow, Steven Mnuchin, the president himself on the Japan deal, which you won't find anywhere else but here.
They send us millions and millions of cars. Essentially, it's 2.5%, but there's ways of getting around it. Essentially, non-tariff free. Now, if I want to put tariffs on those cars, I'd make so much money for this country your head would spin. So, yeah, he's going to make the deal. I feel pretty certain about that.
All right. There's the president on his negotiating style. What he does. Anything on the Japan beef deal? See what you can find there. Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to join us to talk about the significance of that. And by the way, it also puts pressure on China. Because as we increase our trade with Japan, it's a win for us. The economy that's in free fall is China. You wouldn't know that from anywhere else. You wouldn't. Anyway, my point is this, and I can go through some of this today. There's a lot of really good news on the economic front, on the trade front, okay? And one piece of very positive news would be the USMCA passing that Nancy Pelosi's holding up for one reason, politics. And she gets by with it, called out nowhere. But here's the deal. What really matters to me is not what any politician, Republican or Democrat, what any pundit, talking head, cabinet official, none of that. To me, The people that need to decide whether this battle is worth continuing to fight are farmers and ranchers. So I would like to, today, hear from you, farmers and ranchers. Are you getting jittery? Is it beyond your threshold of pain? Or, you know, tolerance for risk and getting a little too far out there? I mean, should Trump continue to do what he's doing to get you a better deal, or should he take what he can get? Where are you at? Because I want members of the media and others to hear you. You're what matters. I'm sick and tired of people trying to, you know, speak for you and tell us the sky is falling and how upset you are and everything else. My sense is the jitters are on the rise. The understandable nervousness has gone up a notch or two. Get all that. But I want to hear it directly from you on what the next step is. He could easily cut and run. Let him save face and cut a deal that's just marginally better than the other. Or he could keep fighting. What do you want? Tell me. 258-0550. On What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Calendar, and it is well, it's kind of busy. Actually, I was planning on going down to the border tomorrow, because Senator Kevin Cramer is going to be down there getting a tour of a lot of the border detention facilities, the border wall that's been constructed. Take a look at We Build the Walls, magnificent, and very effective piece of wall along the Mexico, Texas, Rio Grande, New Mexico border. But actually, not going to end up going there, mainly because they wouldn't let me go where he goes. So then I was going to be sort of watching from afar. I can do that from here. So we'll be checking in with him regularly, though, throughout the day tomorrow. Have a full report on that. And then we'll be at the UAS Summit at the Alera Center. And then Friday we're going to be at Rolock for the Steam Threshers reunion. Got a few tickets left. You send me your name, address, and a photo of how you're listening, where you're listening. Could be a selfie. Could be just a photo out your window. Those are so fun. Unbelievable. Send a boatload of those out on Friday. Got a few more we could give away today. But I need your name and your address and the photo, okay? Then we have a trip to Dallas coming up early in September. We're going to be at the Butler booth. It's the Butler acreage, actually. Booth makes it sound like it's, 9x12. This thing is, acreage. At Big Iron, nestled in the southeast corner there, right? Southeast. You say southeast corner? I think so. Yeah. Let's see, what else? Watford City, North Dakota Petroleum Council meetings coming up. We're going to be at the Black Building for the ribbon cutting on the Kilbourne Group's wonderful effort there on the 24th in Washington, D.C., the 25th and 26th. And then I come back to HustFest. We'll be at HustFest on Friday. So if you're planning your HustFest travels, plan it for Friday. You stop and see me, you say hi, and then right across from us are the Touchstone Energy cookies. So you can't go wrong there.
But if you are going to be up there on Wednesday, Phil Parker will be on K-Fire that morning. I'll be on that afternoon. So we'll be hanging out there all day, too.
There you go. You can't go wrong with Wednesday or Friday. Cookies and the radio. That'd be fun. You're going to see this.
You going to eat Ludafisk or?
Sure. Yeah.
Disingenuous there.
I always get some, but I don't like to eat it. I like to save it for caulking windows, so it's kind of a conservation thing. So that's probably what I'll do again.
Okay.
Fighting words is what that is.
You might end up having some people a little angry at you.
Yeah, bring it on.
If you're going to be angry at somebody, do it Friday, not Wednesday.
Say the boom in energy production in this region has created an incredible economic engine, tremendous opportunities for growth, and that makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill the driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers here. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve. That service starts with its students, spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. And with the new School of Engineering, the university will be preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu. All right. Telephone numbers 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me as well, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email me, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? Is Scott flaky like Ludafisk or overcooked and crusty? Ask the listener. You guys will have to answer
that.
You wanted
flaky, not gelatinous. I learned that one the hard way.
Yeah.
Basted with buttery goodness? There you go. Yeah, no putting tartar sauce on it. That's really just
all right,
wrong.
Farmers and ranchers, I want to hear from you. And I want, in your own words, I just want to hear, your sort of walk on this trade stuff. Have you been supportive from day one? Are you getting a little bit jittery? That's the term I'm hearing a lot of. Folks are jittery. They're just a little bit, And look, if I was running a business that was in some measure of trouble anyway, with prices and input costs and, you know, debt and different things that had me worried. And then along comes a battle on the trade side where, you know, I've got markets. Right, farmers just want markets. And I got markets that are uncertain now because of trade deals. It'd be perfectly normal to be jittery. By jittery, I mean, are you feeling differently today than you were a month or, you know, when this began? You know, today's frame of mind on this trade deal, in it to win it, which, by the way, we've asked this question before, and overwhelmingly people, in it to win it, do it, they've been bad deals forever, da-da-da. Has your opinion changed on that? Do you think differently now? Tell me. Texter says, don't forget to ask those farmers if they've called Pelosi's office about getting that bill to the floor. If they haven't, do they have any business being jittery about trade? It is very important to do your part on that front. No doubt about it, because the media is not going to do it. Texter says, I'm with Trump all the way on these tariffs. While they do have some effect in the markets, the reality is we are simply producing too much. We've become too good and too efficient at what we do, and we haven't adjusted our production as profit mentality. We need to adjust the way we grow our crops to restore profitability, not rely on foreign markets and government payments. Wow. I'm getting that framed. I'm like taking that from the text and bringing it to the printer, and I want it in a frame. Can't forget this. Farmers, growers, are a victim of their own success. It's amazing what's happened. You take, you know, the same piece of land today versus 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's phenomenal. So that definitely plays a part in it, no doubt about it. That's why you want more markets. That's why I think we're rooting for Trump, right? Ben and Ken there, you tell me what you think.
Well, my opinion is we need to be playing the long game here. And China always plays the long game. Look at how they ended up buying Syngenta. So, I'm all for it. I mean, I realize there's a lot of pain right now, and I realize there's a lot of, especially the younger farmers that are not in a position to weather the storm. But I think it's worthwhile coming out on this. I think it'll be worthwhile. I got another topic here. I'll be try to be very quick about it here. The background checks, and I'm all in favor of them. If you have to go through the same background check to vote as I have to buy a firearm, because realistically, we don't want crazy people to have guns, but do we want those crazy people to vote? I know that's blunt, but they're
both a constitutional right, so I like that idea. I know somebody else who might like that idea. The President of the United States, he's been trying to make that that's a trigger thing for the left, though. Oh, thanks, Ben. Great idea.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The spotlight's on President Trump in southwest France, where today the G7 summit's winding down. And the president's been talking about renewed trade talks with China, telling reporters Chinese officials called twice over the weekend to discuss renewing the talks with the administration. The president saying Beijing is actively reaching out to restart those talks and, quote, make a deal to end the trade war that's been worrying business and government leaders around the world. White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to take up gun control legislation that's been sitting dormant.
Stop! your cowardice. Have the guts to debate the issues.
He was speaking in McConnell's backyard of Louisville, Kentucky, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What's on your mind? Trying to say what's on your mind. Now I can say it. Okay.
What?
Wow. This is some really strange stuff going on here. Anyway, what's on your mind is brought to you by My Pillow. What's on my mind? What's left of my mind after that? I don't know. I guess I need a better night's sleep. My
Are
Pillow,
you
by the way.
Your mind
I think I might be, yeah. You have all helped build My Pillow into the amazing company that it is today. And our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor, the CEO, the friend of this program, said, let's get back to the What's on Your Mind listeners. So everybody gets great discounts on all My Pillow products. You click on the Radio Listener Special tab at MyPillow.com. Save up to 50% on My Pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, $89.99. Somebody the other day sent me a screenshot of his purchase. It was $89.99. That's why you click on Radio Listener Special. Then you put the promo code Scott in, and guess what? The price goes down to $29.99. That's right. So great deal right there. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials. We'll tab at the top right where you click, and then get up to 50% off. It is a great way to go. Gene, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Scott. You were talking about background checks, and if you had to pass a background check, you know, would the same thing be applied to when you get a when you go to boat? Okay, a friend of mine, his wife went in to get her driver's license the other day, and it was about a 4-page questionnaire. This person is driving currently, and her driver's license is expiring. She has to produce a pass. I need you people to check this out, if this is what's going on. There were 2 pages of questions. You know, are you a citizen, and on and on and on.
I'm going to stop you, Gene, because I think what she ended up applying for was a real ID. And that's a new program. She does not need all that information for a driver's license. We had that question posed by a listener. We asked for DOT to come on. We got the head of the driver's license division to explain it all. So she's applying for a real ID, not for and by the way, a real ID would allow you to go to the airport and fly with that instead of a passport. So it's cheaper than a passport, but allows you still to fly because eventually that's all the airlines are going to take, a passport or a real ID.
Okay, but they were telling me she just went in to get a driver's license. Okay. On to this farming thing. That I only caught a part of that where we need to get to sustainable agriculture. I've been screaming that for a long, long time. Our modern agriculture is not doing it for us. That's my comment, Scott. Thanks for your time.
Well, let me have you referee this here, okay?
All right.
Here's what the comment you're talking about was said. It's by email. We've become too good and too efficient at what we do, and we haven't adjusted our production as profit mentality. We need to adjust the way we grow our crops to restore profitability, not rely on foreign markets and government payments. Okay? Now, the referee part is this. Here's another listener. Thank John Deere, Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, and any other company that turn out a better, more effective and efficient strategy practice or implement to make a dollar in the free market society we have for being overproductive. The only one to blame is the government for subsidies and the theory that United States farmers need to feed the world. Is it the United States that's decided that, or is it farmers that want more markets? Who's right there?
Well, we can't depend on our foreign markets, obviously. And we can't blame John Deere, and we can't blame Syngenta and all the rest of them, because we've been buying their stuff. Every day on 94, a 200 and some thousand dollar combine goes down the road. But this is Valley. This is by Valley City you're talking to, the John Deere Seeding Group. It's not going so good up there on the hill. They're not selling stuff.
Big question of the day. Should Trump continue to do what he's doing, or should he get this deal done? Earlier caller likened it to the long game, saying, I'm in for the long game. We got to stay. I'm not jittery. Just do what he's doing. So does he continue
that
down the path he's on?
That call I caught, and yes, Trump needs to stay the course. I tell you, it's going to get really ugly. Congressman Colin Peterson had an article in the Fargo Forum about how bad it's going to get. And he, end of his article, he said, this isn't farmers telling me this. This is bankers telling me this. The bankers are scared to death. China has been doing this for so long. Why are we even trading with China? All we ever talk about is the money part when we trade with China. Let's start talking about what China does to Christians over there. Let's enter that into the conversation.
We sure should. Thank you, Gene.
We sure should. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Believe it or not, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, actually cut a deal with the Chinese to mutually agree on who the bishops would be there. I still can't believe that one, given the track record of the Chinese. Texter says, the Chinese dictator is hoping that if he drags this out, Trump won't be elected for a second term. He's determined to wreck his economy to do it. He doesn't suffer the people of China do. This is why it's a long game with them. This is why somebody could say, just cut a deal. Be done. All I care about is what farmers and ranchers want. And you ought to know that this big trade deal with Japan is huge for farmers and ranchers in the markets. And also, by the way, they're taking on the corn purchase that was blown off by the Chinese. So, pretty amazing. Huge win for America. Japan, one of the strongest economic partners we have. Fourth largest export market overall. Third largest export market in agriculture. Folks, we're talking about farmers and ranchers, and this deal is the third largest export market for our farmers and our ranchers, and it is like trying to find a needle in a haystack to get news about this. Why do you think that is? The president asked for negotiations with Japan back in September, darn near a year ago. So this is about the president. And it's not just agriculture, it's digital and some industrial issues as well. But it is market access for American agriculture products to Japan, beef, pork, wheat, dairy products, wine, ethanol, and more. And they're also going to buy corn, as I mentioned earlier. Also leading to a substantial reduction in tariffs and non-tariff barriers. That's what happens when you get a deal. So they're finalizing all the details. Pretty amazing. But you didn't hear about it anywhere else, of course. Stay the course. Cut a deal. Texter says, Scott, they should cut a deal and slowly wean off of anything to do with China. There are many countries out there that would take over China's spot eventually. Texter says, hey, Gene, great call. Any pro-Trump rancher farmer out there want to hire a good worker, call me. I will call in if there's any interest. If you're looking for a good worker and you're pro-Trump, you better text me at 701-367-2054 and I'll connect you with this hard-working listener of ours. There's a view from a dozer reclaiming land after mining clean, beautiful coal. Paul, New Salem, wants to go to Rolog. Done deal. You're going. Another texter on this Chinese issue says, just more three-card Montys from the Chi-Coms. Agree. Cave, cheat, not agree. Okay, now we agree. Cheat, wash, rinse, repeat. Chi-Coms trying to drag this out till next election, hoping we get a Democrat in the office who will give away the farm as we've done in the past. I'm going to take that as a stay the course. Stay the course, do what he's doing, or be done. Are you jittery? Farmers, tell me. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. An off-air call you want to play, Todd? Go ahead and roll it.
You know, the only reason Nancy Pelosi gets away with what she does is because the Republicans are scared to death of her.
Yep.
They're like the weakling kids in the schoolyard, and she is the schoolyard bully. She's a megalomaniac. She cares nothing for the people of this country. She cares only for the amount of money and power that she can amass. And, I mean, like between her and her husband, they're multimillionaires. Now, they could care less. All you got to do is look at the area around there about a mile from her office or her home, and the conditions there are deplorable, simply awful. And you won't do anything about it. She cares only for herself. She does not care for the people of America. She gives new meaning to the term megalomaniac.
Appreciate the call. I, for the life of me, cannot understand, other than what she described as true, I guess, that they're scared of her, that there would not be a concentrated effort on the part of Republicans and the president every day. I mean, put up a new tally. Every press conference he does, he could have a little calendar next to him that would say, you know, day number 99, whatever it is. Mind you, she sat on it for a while before we officially sent it over. That's another little game they play. Don't send it yet. Don't send it yet. She's playing a game. And since Canada and Mexico have ratified this, I want every day these Republicans to be saying, what have you done? And Colin Peterson, same for you.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin.
Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Egg supports NDSU athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Congratulate and express my appreciation both to President Trump and Prime Minister Abe for their hard work on this trade deal. It's a very important. It's very agricultural centric, as we know. And you know, I spent some time at the embassy, the Japanese embassy, with the ambassador during the negotiations just prior to going to Tokyo, where I met with the trade minister and discussed the U.S. trade deal there just a couple of weeks ago. And of course, been in constant contact with the folks at the White House. So just really grateful for their hard work. Look forward to getting something penned here maybe in the next month or so, and certainly creates some momentum and is on its own very good news for North Dakota and for the United States.
That is Senator Kevin Cramer, his reaction to the Japan trade deal. The rest of the media is ignoring this. They ought not ignore it, but they are ignoring it, and we're not surprised. Daryl Lee from the North Dakota Farm Bureau will join us here a little later on in the program. We're going to talk about the significance of that deal and also just, you know, his sense on where farmers and ranchers are at. I have asked the question this morning for the reason that I want to know. whether folks want the president to stay the course or whether they've had enough and are, in fact, as some suggest, they're getting a little jittery. Are you getting jittery? You've got to tell me that. Todd, you tell me about your friends at Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and then I'm going to talk to Dana and Bismarck.
35 miles a gallon on the trip. All-wheel drive, 2018 Buick Regal Tourx wagon. Good luck finding one, but I tell you what, the 2020 GMC HD pickups are in. So if you've been waiting for one of those new Sierras, that new tailgate, and thinking, yeah, but I need like something really heavy-duty, get yours now. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Dana and Bismarck, should the president stay the course, or are you getting jittery?
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm jittery. The price has dropped a buck here in the last month ever since they announced they're making payments to us. So, yeah, it's tight out here, but I have to agree with Gene 100%. And I'd like to say, don't you dare wimp out on us in this. China's been screwing us over for so long, it's unreal, and it's all our fault because they sold us out to them for cheap labor to turn our goods into products to sell back to us. So, Gene is right on just about every word he said except the price on that combine. I went and priced one out last year just for the heck of it to see what it cost. This is the second from the biggest. The base machine with your basic technology in it is right around $500,000. And then to get a 12-row hedge for corn and a 40-foot hedge for grain and soybeans was another $275,000. So you're looking at $675,000 for a combine. And then you got tax on top of that, too. So, I mean, we have to produce the bushels that we make to stay in the game. That's just the way it is. They're going to have to keep supporting us on their payments, or it's going to fold us. Since they announced that payment, corn dropped a buck, and beans, I don't know exactly, but they've dropped drastically, too. I think in Edgley right now, beans are like $7.30 a bushel. And on the payments, we got $60 an acre. So on corn, if we lost a buck, then 170 bushel, and you got a $60 payment, and you only get half of it now, and then you get a 30% in November and another 20 in January. And if they cut a deal, we don't get that. So, I mean, that's the facts of it. Yeah.
Dana, I hear you. And I'm glad you shared your comments with us. I want others to do the same, because I think it's so easy to get sucked into the headlines. It's so easy to get sucked into their game. And as you very eloquently put, China stuck it to us for a long time. And then we act like we're grateful that we actually have a deal with them. And this president has said, no, you're not doing that anymore. You're not stealing our intellectual property. You're not jamming it to us on trade deals. You're not. You want access to this market? We're going to have a fair deal. A fair deal. Otherwise, no, it's not happening. And how quick we can sort of, go weak at the knees. It's unbelievable to me. But not this audience. Our next caller's on a tractor. A lot of wisdom there. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling. Years ago, we used to have a policy that we would never do business with a communist country. And now, all of a sudden, China's this big economic partner of ours. How did that ever come to play?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, then the previous caller said, okay, you do cheap labor so you can sell stuff back. I don't disagree. I mean, I think, especially when it comes to agriculture, the innovation that we have here makes sense to find other markets. But, when you're dealing with a snake, you're going to likely get bit, and we have with China. So that's why I love what Trump's doing. I just can't believe there aren't more people saying, let's back up. I mean, this is the alternative reality that's driving me crazy. We have a trade deal done with two of our biggest partners, Canada and Mexico. It's done. All it takes is Nancy Pelosi allowing a vote. It'll pass. in the House, it'll pass in the Senate, and she's not doing it for one reason, politics. And nobody brings it up. Nobody demands that she does that, because that would help, while the president's dealing with, you know, the thugs in China.
Absolutely.
Good points, Dennis. Thanks for the call. Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and, of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norse Husfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th. And, of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.